All right, a new Canadian country. I believe we go all the way to British Columbia. I was just spending some time on the East Coast. Now I got to go all the way to the West Coast. And Heidi Hyacinth is with me. How you doing, Heidi?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. From Kelowna, British Columbia, is that right?
Yes.
So what's it been like for you in British Columbia as a country music artist? Obviously, a lot of great country music coming from the West Coast of Canada. So give me the kind of your background and when you got involved in country music. I know you used to sing at karaoke bars and all those fun things.
Yes, that's how I started for sure. I did my first album a while ago here, and it went really well. And I did a lot of shows around Kelowna, like the, I don't know if you guys ever heard of the OK Corral, but a lot of big country music stars go there to sing. And yeah, and then I just did my first single to radio last May, All the Good Ones Are Crazy, and that's been doing super well. And yeah, it's just really gone awesome from there.
So talk about songwriting. So you mentioned the single, All the Good Ones Are Crazy, rather. Did you write that yourself? Did you co-write it? Tell me a little bit about your writing process and how you like to do that.
I co-wrote it with a guy from Phoenix, Arizona. His name's Jason Hammer. And he got a hold of me actually on Messenger Facebook and asked me when we could write. And we got together for our first time and wrote All the Good Ones Are Crazy.
Isn't it funny? Because years ago, like before the internet, I guess, is, you know, you only could kind of collaborate with people like in your hometown or people that you could meet at a bar or a show or a karaoke place or whatnot. But now when the internet came, everybody could co-write, co-produce, whatever, record around the world. It's really opened up songwriting, and we've heard so many great songs, obviously, over the decades because of it. So talk to me a little bit about your latest single, I Don't Need the Drama. And I understand you did not write this. This was written by somebody else. So tell me the first time you heard that, what you thought about it.
The first time I heard that, I just loved it. It really caught my attention. It's like I'm just in a stage in my life, I guess, where I'm just over the drama. And then also listening to the song and her describing the guy that's in it as well. Like, I think we've all gone through, well, all ladies out there have gone through one of those guys that are super wimpy and just Debbie Downers. And you just want to get rid of them and go out and have fun with the girls.
And you took some time off, right? When was that? And maybe tell me a little bit why.
I took some time about 5 years ago, I guess I should say. I just wanted to do like a little bit of soul searching and just take care of my family and stuff like that. And I wanted to rebrand myself. So I found a really good team and we just went from there. And yeah.
Isn't it funny?
It's been amazing the last year.
Isn't that funny though? Because sometimes you just get in this place where you feel like you can't really move forward anymore the way it is, whatever that is, whether it's music, relationships, could be anything. And then when you take a little bit of time off, how things just eventually, the pieces start coming together and you start building it again. You've done very well with this. This is a great song. I said thank that to you. Lauren soon as she sent it to me. So what's kind of on your agenda for 2023? Here we are in early spring. You got a bunch of shows you're playing or festivals or anything going on?
My team's actually putting together a winery and brewery tour across BC for me. I'm going to be doing a bunch of shows in the summer as well. And hopefully next year I'm going to be starting to do all the festivals.
Are you going to put an EP together of any sort or an album? Or is it going to be just singles as you have them?
Yeah, I'm just going to be putting out singles as I have them. And then at the end, once the EP comes together, then I'll be doing a release for that as well.
I chill on, feed up on a Tuesday night, but now my phone's lighting up, all because the sky fell down again. Your half-empty glass is killing my buzz, ain't doing this again. 'Cause I don't need the drama, it's just getting in my way. Every little thing you blow it up, need to do something. you head away. Big black clown follows you around. Why's it chasing me right now?